If you love an Aussie underdog who punches above, look no further than Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Download the Bluebet app today and bet Australian. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
And we are underway.
From Rainbow Bay to Rainbow Beach to the Switch and everything in between.
I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
Have a funny day.
Go and have fun now.
Your new local. You're going to love this place. It's The Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
The Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo on Triple M.
I'd like to bring up a new product which I am very excited about. It's a flat wine bottle.
Hold on. Can you do it in like a shopping TV style talk? Like bring it to us like you're on one of those midday shopping things.
Okay.
Try again.
do you want to start?
I was actually just going to have that as part of the chat.
Oh, okay, we can do that. Sure. Yeah. And on Studio 10 today, we would like to introduce to you a new, brand new product that is new to Australian shelves. It's also called the flat wine bottle. Ooh. If you buy 10 of these, you can fit 10 in your fridge much easier than a big, bulky wine bottle, which takes up the whole drawer of your fridge.
And have you got a special deal for us today, Liesl?
I do, Liam. Thank you for asking. I always have a special deal for you.
There's always more.
If you buy 10, I'll give you 10 for free. And also, here is a set of steak knives for you. How's that sound? You get a massage chair as well worth $1,000.
But wait, there's more. Fry pans, pots, you need that as well. Glasses, they're all coming as well, aren't they, Liesl?
They certainly are.
Studio 10 has just called and said...
they want their products
don't
back.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
Fair enough.
So, what is this product?
Okay, so there's a thing now called flat wine bottles, which sound really good. So they're about 83% lighter than a normal wine bottle. They're made from 100%... Australian sourced recycled PET, which is that plastic resin.
So they're plastic.
They're plastic bottles, yeah. So, and they're kind of like in a flat, it's kind of like a wine bottle that's been squashed by a roller. It's 32% more space efficient. Like I said, you can fit more in the fridge, which is great. Well,
same capacity, like as
same
a normal
capacity,
wine
750 mils. It just comes in a different shape. Banrock Station and Taylor's Wines are the ones doing it at the moment. They've been in the UK and Europe since 2019. So we're a little bit late to the party, but they look quite good. I'm a fan.
I'm not a wine aficionado. Dobbo,
I am.
What
I
you
love
are?
It. Yeah,
Dobbo,
I, love it.
I know you love your reds. In fact, we all like our reds here. But what? Surely there's got to be some impact on the maturation of the wine in a flat bottle as opposed to the round bottles that they traditionally.
Well, they're
we need to
more
get a wine connoisseur in here.
Yeah, we should do. Yes.
Liesl, well, you and I should test some. The ones in the flat.
Yeah. Do you want me to go? I'm going to go buy some and let's taste it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like
let's let's do that for a Friday after work.
Okay. Yep. Flat pack wine tasting.
Yes. Instead of a goon bag, you can have a flat bottle of wine. But they're saying that the plastic doesn't really have any impact on the taste.
Okay.
The plastic bottles. And it's fully recyclable. So... I'm for it.
In the pecking order scheme of things, I think it slots in between the traditional wine bottle and the goon sack. the quality of the, like, I don't think Penfolds are going to be rolling out anything in the flat pack wine bottle.
Not, no. And also Banrock Station does have a good goon red wine.
There you go.
And a white, actually. Yeah. So it's actually right on brand.
Shout out to our friends at Banrock Station.
They're actually tasty.
Yeah,
surprisingly. Yeah. And goon keeps it nice and fresh. And also you can play Goon of Fortune after it.
Fruity Lexia.
The wild peach was the greatest ever.
What about West Coast Coolers?
Oh, first alcoholic drink I ever had.
Really?
Was a West Coast Cooler.
They are so sweet.
They're so sweet.
I remember my mum drinking those in the 80s.
Yeah. Just grab a soft drink, kids. That's what you're
It's
drinking.
Really gross.
This weekend, we are having family photos done.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it'll be the first time we've had family photos since Mac was born. He's just turned two. And we're having it with Alana's family, her brother and his family and their two kids and my in-laws, my wife's parents. But I've received an email detailing exactly what is required of me from a presentation perspective.
Specifications.
My goodness. It's a thesis.
Change your face?
Like a dress code or something?
Yeah, dress code and then some, Dobbo. Basically, yeah, they're asking me to change my face. Clothing that is too tight or too loose will not hang properly and may have too many folds or creases. Beware of bubble tops or tops that have elastic around the hip. You know, basically they're saying that if your clothes look crap, we're going to charge you to Photoshop the imperfections out. And then it goes.
This is
from the photography company.
Wow.
They're laying the groundwork so to add some zeros onto the bill. And then further to that, I get a message saying, please ensure you are clean shaven as 5 o'clock shadows cannot be Photoshopped out.
I was like, stop it.
Then on the weekend, my brother-in-law says, we've decided on a theme for the photos. I'm like, what do you mean we've got a theme for the photos? We're just having photos.
Are you wearing all white or something?
Apparently, we've decided on navy blue and bone.
Oh, okay.
And I said, hold on, I don't have any of those. I don't have anything navy blue or bone in my wardrobe. You tell me I have to now go out and spend money because you looked in your wardrobe and said, there's a nice navy blue shirt. That can be the theme
for
the family.
So you need some chinos.
I'm going to have to go shopping for this thing. It's costing me a lot of money for a photo that ultimately, it's going to date in about 6 months.
Firstly, Liam, you having to have a shave for the first time in 6 years, I feel for you. Obviously, that's a big deal for you. I understand that. Secondly, I don't know why people waste their time with family photos and these kind of group photos things. And I don't want to be in negative, but they're fraught with danger. I can tell you why. I mean, we actually have a photo at home that when my mother and Robert got married, and it was all well and good. And I suggested this to Mum at the time. I said, Mum, do you really think we should have a family photo with all the partners and everything in it? And she's like, yes, why? And I'm like, well, things happen. So there's five of us. There is only one of us who is still with their partner from where my parents. And this photo sits pride and place at Mum and Robbie's house. And I'm like, Mum, you need to take the photo down. No, it's a great photo. I said, Mum, there's four of us who are not with our previous wives or partners.
No.
And Mum will not do it. And I'm just suggesting, I'm not saying that you and Lana are on the rocks, but old mate who's decided blue and bone, your brother-in-law, I mean, the fact is that would never be a bloke's decision to make that. So he's been told that from his missus. I'm suggesting that they could be on the rocks within too long.
I just think, though, if you want to be ugly in the photo and you want to ruin it, that's your prerogative.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that if you want to ruin a family photo.
You can't turn a sow's purse into a silk. You can't turn a sow's ear into a sow's purse.
Exactly right. And I've got a friend that on the Bucks party, the husband decided to do a backflip in the backyard pool and grazed his nose so badly that he's grazed it down to the bone and had to have the big cover on the nose.
In the wedding photos.
So you know what? A little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow is not that
that's
bad.
Good. That's
a
good thing.
I think a grazed face ruins a photo.
So grazed face ruins photos. Separations ruin photos after the facts.
Okay. A great mate of mine, Don Tucker, he's from Kalani. So he's bred right to start off with. He gets married in Springshaw. The night before, some shearer walks into the Queen's Arms. He has an absolute all-in brawl. His photo, dead set, he has a black eye. He has a black eye on his wedding day. And that hides that and it tells a story.
This is it.
Erica from Castledine, did you have your family photos ruined?
Well, Liesl, it wasn't me. It was my sister. So it was her wedding party. I was in it, obviously, and my younger brother was a groomsman in the bridal party, and he decided the week before to go out trail bike riding, which he hadn't done in yonks, and come a cropper, busted his shoulder. His face was just a mess. So he ended up in a sling and probably spent more time in the makeup chair with the makeup artist than us girls did. So we still sledge to this day saying he looked really pretty because he had that much foundation on his face. And, so I was like, he's not going to be in my bridal party.
There's only so much Photoshop you can do too.
And that's one of the thing about these photos, and the photos are forever. That's the difficulty of it, is they are forever.
It's a constant reminder.
So as much as he wants that joke to go away, it's never going away.
Yeah, it always there, and it always is a bad bud.
Chris in Collingwood Park. Chris, what ruined the family photo?
How you going? So when you used to be able to get photos done at the local shopping centres,
I used to run green screens. My mother and father thought it'd be a great idea for us to get portraits done, you know, chest above. And my oldest brother thought it'd be a great idea for us to all wear green shirts, except for my mother and father. So we have an amazing photo of the beautiful tropical rainforest, and my mum and dad stand out real well, and we're the boys are just floating heads.
Yeah, just all green except for the head.
Yes.
That's great.
Hey, Chris, that is an excellent story. Very well told, mate. I've got an exclusive invite for you and a mate to get along to the Oztober Garage Session Tuesday, the 25th of October at the Trifford, mate.
Oh, amazing. Cheers for that.
No, not a worry. You can win some more tickets on Triple M Breakfast tomorrow morning. And it's all thanks to Barbecues Galore. Become a barbecue legend this summer with Barbecues Galore. They've got the tools and the gear to fire up this barbecue season. Shop online at barbecuesgalore.com.au or visit your local store.
Scott from Fernie Hills, how was your family photo ruined?
Oh, pretty much by me, really. the missus has asked us to get a family photo with the two young kids. The little fella, he's only, I think he was three actually at the time, and he was... I put him on his shoulders to try and cheer him up for the photos a little bit, and I forgot that I was in a pergola. So when I've come out of the pergola and collected him on the piece of 42 on the top of the pergola, he's fallen back off me head, he cracked his head on the concrete. He's got an egg on his head on the front. He's got a crack on the back, and the missus wasn't happy, guys. So not a good day.
What's the photo look like?
Oh, the photo didn't happen, mate. We went up in bloody emergency. She's running across the road from the park, knocking on houses, trying to find ice packs. I'm saying, it'll be right. The photographer's looking at me with a bit of a doubt and a look, and, mate, I was in the weeds for a couple of weeks, mate. It wasn't good.
I mean, Scotty, technically we shouldn't have put you to air there because you haven't ruined a photo. The photo never got taken. You're off the hook, mate.
The point.
Just ruined the child.
It was a year in the making, and... I wasn't too happy to have the photos in the first place.
So I wouldn't either.
That's one way to get mate. Out of it.
Yeah. Crashing kids with a bit of 42.
Big story hitting southeast Queensland today. The Star Casino has been found unsuitable to hold a casino and a gambling license.
I'm actually really shocked by this news. I have not heard this today.
This is a huge story. I mean, the construction that's going on, Dobbo, it's enormous.
That's right. It's been going on, and during COVID, it just continued to plough forward. And look, talking to people from the Star, who I know well, said to me, next year it's due to be open. 42 restaurants. This is a huge, huge investment by a juggernaut. And now they are having to show cause notice to why they should hold a license here in Queensland.
Well, we need to understand just how big an impact this could be for the organisation itself. So we bring in from Channel 9, Tim Avia, to give us all the details. Tim, how are you? Good afternoon.
Oh, not too bad. I'm thinking about going and placing a bet down at the casino, but I think.
So what's the situation as it stands today, Tim?
So look, it's huge for Star because they operate not only what will be the Queen's Wharf development, but they also run the Gold Coast Casino and Treasury Casino as well. What has happened is that this inquiry has come back and they found a number of things that problem gamblers who have been banned from gambling for pretty much their own safety in New South Wales and Victoria were encouraged to come up to Queensland and gamble in Star's casinos here. Also that Star wasn't transparent and almost misled government regulators here and also turned a blind eye to what could be criminal and gangs coming in and infiltrating casinos for money laundering purposes. So this is why they're being hit. Together with that, what that has been found in the New South Wales inquiries and what has been found in this inquiry here in Queensland, the Attorney General's come out and said, right, I don't think you should be having a casino license here. So there's now procedural steps that have to happen. In about 2 to 3 weeks, Star Casino will be given a show cause notice. They then have 21 days to respond and say, this is why we should keep the casino license. From the Attorney General's language today, if you're a betting man, you'd be saying, I think she's going to suspend or cancel their license. The one saving grace for Star in a recommendation in this inquiry and what the Attorney General is talking about, they're going to change legislation. And that will allow Star to essentially keep owning the casino when this legislation changes come in. But a special manager will be appointed to run the casino. So Star won't really have as much of a say in the running of the casinos, but they'll still own them. So the government says that will stop you know, all these bad things happening in there, because they'll have someone in there to make sure it doesn't. But essentially, Star will still be getting the profits from that casino.
Tim, what does that mean for the building that's going on? Is it Queen's Wharf down the front there? That is ginormous. They're building that walkway across over to South Bank. It's just huge. What does that mean for the builders that are building that and the construction going on?
Well, essentially nothing will change there, because this only relates to Star's ability to hold a casino license and run the casino element of that. It won't change things like the restaurants. Star also, incidentally, they actually run and manage the Gold Coast Convention Centre. So they've got all sorts of fingers in pies all across Queensland. So those things will not change. This is just all about the running of the casino. The government says we want to stop the money laundering. We don't want problem gamblers coming up here and losing their houses. That is essentially why they're making these changes. So what essentially could be happening down the track is Star gets a really big fine, essentially a slap on the wrist. A special manager is appointed to go in and run the casino. Star doesn't get to run the casino anymore, but it still gets the profits, and business continues as usual. That's the reason the opposition is so upset. There's a bit of a political blow-up saying, well, they should have looked at the Star's links to the government and all these lobbyists and actually how close Star was to the government. So there's plenty more to come on it too, but at the moment, not a lot will change, I think, for the average punter out there in the street.
All right, well, Tim, it sounds like there's a lot of water to go under the bridge on this one, but thank you for giving us all the latest, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
I live in a beautiful suburb called Woodend, which is a part of the Ipswich City Council. It's close to the city, and in all essence, it is a really, really nice suburb, and I say that genuinely. And Ipswich gets a really bad rap. And when we used to live in Sadler's Crossing, another suburb of Ipswich, and when we moved to Woodend, a friend of ours said, you must get on the Friends of Woodend Facebook page. So, wanting to get to know my community, I'm like, okay, this is what we do. So you do that. And normally, to give you an example, hi, wondering if anybody in this group is a floor sander, looking for a floor sander, or has anyone noticed the two dogs loose in Woodend this morning? My mum had two grey dogs meet her when she was walking. They were menacing. I'm about to call the council. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure these groups that most people are in, they're suburbs groups, they get that, has anybody seen this bird or look at the moon tonight?
Look at the moon tonight.
Till this morning. I woke when I got back and went for a walk. I walk most mornings, and Am goes off to the gym. I go for a walk. I normally go about 4:45 in the morning, get home at 6 o'clock roughly, have a coffee, a bit of a routine, blah, blah, blah. This is what was greeted to me this morning on the Friends of Woodend page. Were those 7 or 8 gunshots at 5:15 a.m. this morning? Not a word of a lie. Were they 7 or 8 gunshots?
So was their question, were there 7 or 8 gunshots, or were they asking, were those gunshots?
No, were there 7 or 8 gunshots?
Oh, jeez.
I've gone back this morning, and I didn't hear any gunshots, thank God, throughout the suburb of Woodend. But I then have gone and looked at the page and looked at some of the comments, and somebody said, well, look, I think they're fireworks. The next one said,
fireworks at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I heard them too. And then they said, I thought I heard 4 in Brassel, which is the adjoining suburb. So there might be 7 or 8 in Woodend, but there's 4 in Brassel. I think maybe everybody got out there with their guns and started firing them into the air. I'm thinking that. And then this is the best part of it. a gentleman has said, yes, and I thank you to not ask any more questions. That's what he said.
This bloke, in response to the gunshots.
In response to the gunshots. And somebody else has said, I'll ask as many as we like. Oh! So now we have a fight going on between fellow Woodendians over whether or not there were 7, 8 gunshots. So I have a feeling one of these gentlemen might have been involved. And now that there's questions being asked. And I just want to say to my sleepy little suburb of 4305, and I spruik it a lot on this time, I was literally at the Orient Hotel in the Rocks on Saturday night with the Sunday Simbin team, and a bloke comes up and goes, Dobbo, 4305, mate, I'm from there as well. So you get it. It's a great little suburb, Woodend.
Was he carrying guns?
No, but if there's weaponry there, I'm in. I love a rifle.
Oh, no. How's the bravery of the person just taking on the bloke who's clearly happy to shoot his guns off at 5 a.m. in the morning?
There's nothing better than middle-aged people in a comment section of Facebook. Yeah, it's the best.
I'd just like to say I have a possum problem. Old mate who let the shotgun go, you can come to my house anytime.
Put it on Airtasker.
Totally Workwear for all your work gear. All locally owned with the biggest brands and best service throughout Brisbane and the Gold Coast. The triple header.
In very exciting news for cricket, Tim Payne has returned to his cricket career after the sexting scandal almost 11 months ago. I actually forgot about this happening. So he's been out of the game for quite a long time. The 37-year-old has said it might be take him a little bit of time for his old legs to get used to being a wicketkeeper again, but he's very excited and ready to return. He's playing for Tassie against Queensland in the Sheffield Shield, which got underway today at the Allen Border Field. At the moment, Tasmania 147 runs all out. Queensland 1 for 47, so trailing by 100 runs. Joe Burns is said to be thrilled with his return and said he deserves to end his career on his terms, which I think is probably fair to say.
He's got a book coming out as well.
Oh, does he?
Tim Payne,
11 months, that's a long time out. So he'll have a few cobwebs in there, I think.
I wonder if it'll be a picture book.
Oh,
listen, don't go there. Seriously.
It's a pop-up picture book.
Mine was funny. That's disrespectful.
She always takes it to the gutter. She always takes it to the gutter.
To the AFL world at the moment, it's trade season and everybody's basically making up rumours left, right and centre. Some of the stuff that is getting trotted out at the moment as news is just factually incorrect. But quick update on the two Queensland teams. Obviously, Jack Bowes, the Gold Coast Suns defender, is trying to make his way to the Geelong Cats. They're trying to still sort that deal out at the moment. For the Brisbane Lions, however, Rhys Matheson, a bit of a cult figure around the club, also known as Beast Mode, he is exploring his options, reports suggest, because he struggled to break into the Lions' best side this year despite dominating at VFL level. And next year, the Lions are only going to be better because they're picking up two sons of club legends in the draft in Jasper Fletcher, son of Adrian Fletcher, and Will Ashcroft, who should be the number one pick in the draft, son of Marcus Ashcroft. So the Lions' midfield's only going to be better, meaning it's less likely that Rhys Matheson's going to actually break into that best 22. So there is every chance that Beast Mode could be exiting the Lions' den in 2023. That's his nickname. He goes Beast Mode, full Beast Mode, Lisa.
Is that better than the cheese or worse? I'm not sure. Hectic Cheese.
Hectic Cheese is one of the all-timers.
Yeah, look, LIV Golf, everybody's been a lot of people have been critical of what they are starting to achieve. But I can tell you now, LIV Golf is up, alive and well. Greg Norman looks to have had a huge coup as they will now get world ranking points via their tour. So the big thing was that they didn't rank as world golfers now, even though they were away and not playing in the PGA. Now they will get off the back of theirs a position where he can, like a Cam Smith, could be the number one in the world and not play in the PGA. So I don't know if the tour will have as much ranking points, but they will be ranked definitely from their time in the World Tour and playing in the LIV Tour, which is a great thing for golf.
How does that affect? Do we know how that affects the majors, those majors that are determined by rankings?
Well, I think Augusta and the Masters, you get invited. It doesn't matter about your ranking. It's invite only.
Yeah.
I think the PGA, that's an invitational only off the back of ranking as well.
Okay.
And their link. So I don't think, but I don't expect any LIV golfers to play in anything next year in the majors.
Really?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And I mean that, I think that there's too much pressure from the PGA and there's too much money involved. It'll get sorted out within 18 months, but I don't expect them to play next year in any of the four majors.
Liesl Jones.
Yes.
You're very dolled up today.
I am. I have put in a little bit of effort today. I had a very early morning breakfast. I don't know what it is. Queensland seems to love an early breakfast. 6 a.m. start today.
Wow.
6 a.m. breakfast. That's too early for breakfast.
That is too early.
If you had to go to a 6 a.m. breakfast, what time did you actually have to get there? Because you were one of the guests.
I was one of the guests, so I got there just after 6, but I had to drive up to the Sunny Coast last night, very late.
So what is this fancy do you were attending this morning?
So this was to do with our place of employment, so Southern Cross Austereo, with their support of businesses in the Sunshine Coast region in the lead up to the 2032 Brisbane. We will say Brisbane Olympics, but it does concern all of Southeast Queensland. Yeah. So it is all the way up to Sunshine Coast, all the way down to the Gold Coast.
Mm.
So I went up there. We had a breakfast with Anastasia Palaszczuk. We had Sunshine Coast Mayor Mark Jamieson there. We had Andrew Liveris, the president of OGOG, so Olympic Games Organising Committee. So it was a big do.
Yeah.
It was a really, you know, big wigs, and they had me there. I don't know why, but anyway.
Did Anna bring the plus one, as she normally does to these things?
No, she didn't. Oh. Well, I would have been considered her plus one because I was sitting next to her.
You were seated next.
Yeah.
You were at the right hand of the Premier.
She looked so fresh because she had a big Premier's Sports Awards last night, didn't finish till 10:30, and she was there at 6 a.m.
So a little bit dusty?
No, it wasn't dusty. A little bit late because the traffic was so awful. It was raining today. But it got me thinking about the 2032 Games and how much work we have to do. And as Southeast Queensland, there's a few things that could probably do with a facelift.
Has Anna's charged you with a job?
I don't get paid to do it.
Okay.
I've kind of self-appointed myself. But Anastasia is on board with this, that I maybe could do some suggestions, me personally, but I also need some help on what needs a facelift in Southeast Queensland. There's a few things.
What needs a facelift or what needs to be fixed?
But a bit of both. A facelift could be, you know, could be a bit cosmetic and superficial, but some things need to be drastically fixed in Southeast Queensland.
Can I start? And this is a bugbear. And yes, I do live in the western part of Brisbane. But there's a two-lane highway called the Centenary Highway where you can only go two lanes over the Brisbane River at Jindalee.
That's dreadful.
There is a million people coming in from that neck of the woods every single week. You need to make it more than two lanes. This is not a country town anymore. Fix it.
And it bottlenecks. And it's so weird because
horrific,
that area bottlenecks going out to the west in the morning. It's not going into the city. Oh, that's the problem.
The worst. I don't want to. I understand. Like, and Liam, the M1, and I know the Gold Coast people, I understand it. I get you. Like, you know, I get it.
But that's having money poured into it. That is, the upgrades are happening.
The Centenary Highway is a complete dog's droppings. I can tell you that right now. Like, as bad as it gets.
Anastasia has charged you with, basically, it sounds like she wants to, wants to use the power of the Rush Hour family.
Well, we're putting out a suggestion box, and I'm going to be in charge of the suggestion box, and I would like the Rush Hour family to help me.
All right.
Stephen and Logan Home, what needs a facelift?
Good afternoon, my friends. How are you?
Oh, we're so good, thank you.
I'm calling you from the M1 car park.
Oh,
no. Whereabouts,
I've just
Steve?
Seen that. It's bad. It's real bad.
I have a suggestion for Anastasia.
Excellent.
Perhaps she could put in food and beverage stations about every 400 metres. So whilst we're sitting there, we could go grab a zero beer or something and
That's
enjoy
a great
it.
Idea, Stephen. I love that. That is going straight to the top of the suggestion box, actually, because I'm all on board for that.
And that creates jobs as well.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's kind of like when you're running a marathon where you get the water
stations.
Yeah, that's right. You get like the sugar things. I think that's a great suggestion.
Steve, very nice suggestion there. We got a Jimmy Rods voucher for you. Jimmy Rods Barbershops. Live fast, look sharp. Visit jimmyrods.com.au for your closest location.
Darren from Gales, have you got a suggestion for my suggestion box?
Yeah, like Dubbo said, more bridges. And not necessarily wider ones, just more of them. I mean, let's face it, we've got tunnels going under the river and all the rest of it, but what happens when the river floods? You think the tunnel's going to be any good at that point?
Ah, that's a good point. We need more bridges.
Quite constructive from Darren.
More
you know
bridges,
what? We need
less
more
tunnels.
Free bridges, because there's some bridges that you've got to go further because you don't want to pay the toll.
More bridges, less tunnels. Daz just wants free bridges over the Brizzy River.
Oh, and I think I'm all for it. Let's have more.
Maybe
we
should just plank it up. Maybe we should just plank the river.
There was a show called The Bridge that they had to build a bridge for $250,000. Maybe just get them.
Go?
Not too bad. One girl won it. I do. I do have
palm trees and coconuts and a bit of that. Start tying it all
up.
Yeah,
let's do that.
All
that's right, what they did. They tied
moss
together.
There's an idea here. Yeah. Lisa Lee and Dobbo try and build a bridge.
And see if it's good for cars to go over the top. Steve from Logan, what's your suggestion box that I can give to Anastasia?
We need to get rid of that monstrosity that's in Yatla, the Gold Coast light show.
Oh, 100% agree with you. Show. And while we're at it, while we've got the Yatla lights, I think we need to might need to move those ibises off.
Oh, that ibis nest?
Oh, it's dreadful.
The there's amount a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. And there's a lot of dead ones on the side. It's not a very nice look.
No, it's not. Hey, Steve, that is the most sensible idea we've had in the suggestion box. So for you, I've got a double. Well, not even a double. These are Triple M exclusive passes to the Gold Coast Boost Mobile Gold Coast 500 this October, 28th to the 30th. So enjoy that, Steve.
Oh my God, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
We know we're amazing. We were amazing before we gave you the tickets. It's not just about the prices; it's about the quality of.
But the Yatla lights was an amazing suggestion.
Yeah, exactly.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, we really.
Yeah, look, and we love Queensland and we love the weird and wacky things that go on. And as we all have been teenagers in our time, and we've also had young love. And sometimes with young love, you can't have young love at home under your parents' roof, and rightly so. And I understand that. Now, if anybody knows Rockhampton, there's a little town just outside. It's a suburb now, and it's called Gracemere. What's it famous for? Probably the sale yards, the Central Queensland Livestock Exchange, better known as Gracemere Sale Yards. But there's also a big population of people that have moved out to Gracemere just outside of Rockhampton. And people would know because it's the way you drive in there. Well, anyway, 2 days ago, police were called to a toilet block because they saw a bloke, a young man, loitering around the toilets. Now, there's been a bit of crime go on around Gracemere and stuff like that. So automatically, and rightly so, I mean, Neighbourhood Watch, well done, they've rung the police.
Yeah.
Well, to the shock horror of the police, what they were met with, it was young love going hammer and tongs in the toilet.
Oh,
and,
dear.
And well, if you've got to find somewhere, a public toilet, they've met in the park.
Ew.
And young love has taken place there. And the police... literally love your Queensland, all right. And oh, mate, the police said there was nothing to see here. It was just young love. And obviously the neighbourhood was doing the right thing. I mean, I feel like that they were. It was a duty of responsibility they needed to do. Let them go. Let them run.
Can't two randy teenagers just have a bit of quiet loving time?
Not in a public toilet.
Ew. Hope they had lots of hand sanitizer.
I doubt that highly.
I doubt
that there was anything.
I have not come across a public toilet that has ever put me in the mood. Never.
Mate.
You know what?
You
I feel
what?
So sexy in this public
Never
toilet.
Never in my 38 years have I walked into a public toilet
and felt myself
and gone,
whole.
This has got
this
me in the mood.
Spot.
The smells, the sights, the sounds,
the echo. Ew.
Oh, well, it just goes to show. It takes all types. And I mean, to the parents, let them go at home. For Christ's sake, the toilets are safe.
Yesterday on the show, I told you about how I might have damaged the brand a little bit when I went up and introduced myself to newly minted kangaroo Reuben Cotter.
Wearing your unicorn backpack and your,
Yeah, and still in my cycling lycra. Unfortunately, I might have done it again.
Oh, no.
Mate, what are
What's
you
happened?
Doing?
So every Thursday, I jump on Australia Today with Steve Price, the legendary broadcaster Steve Price. He does a show called Australia Today on the Listener app. And if people want to get some news during the mornings, L-I-S-T-N-A, you can listen to Pricey. And I jump on every Thursday morning and chat some sport with him. And what I love about talking to Pricey is that he's just across everything.
Oh.
He's just across everything, news, current affair, politics, sport. He's across all of it.
You've been shown up.
And so often when I prepare for these chats with Pricey, I have to just be on my toes. I have to be ready. I sometimes know what we're going to talk about. Sometimes I don't. Now, this morning was one of those mornings where I wasn't sure what we were going to discuss.
Oh, no.
So I was sitting in my car.
Oh, wow.
And Pricey's producers called. They said, "Are you ready to go?" I said, "Yeah, no worries." And we start off talking about the T20 game at Metricon last night and discussing the low crowd in attendance. Mm-hmm. And we had a chat about how the summer of international cricket doesn't really kick off until the test matches, yada, yada, yada. I thought at that point that we'd moved on from the subject of cricket and we were going to go somewhere else. And then Pricey fired this at me.
Tell me about this 18-year-old potential star in Teague Wiley.
I have never...
He's a cricketer, isn't he?
Heard of Teague Wiley in my life.
Oh. Are you sure? He's a cricketer, isn't he?
Yes, I know that now.
Oh,
he's a
no.
He's an 18-year-old cricketer from Western Australia.
Did you quickly Google? No,
I was on my phone. I didn't have. I had nothing in my. He just became the youngest player since Ricky Ponting to record the Sheffield Shield century for WA against New South Wales.
Oh no!
I didn't know any of that this morning.
And how do you admit that?
Tell me, how'd you go?
Yeah, what'd you do?
No, you don't.
Here is what I said to Steve Price this morning.
Tell me about this 18-year-old potential star in Teague Wiley.
Teague Wiley, mate, honestly, look, potential superstar. This is the exciting thing about young kids is, at 18, the potential banner hangs over their heads. I don't like the comparisons. You see it in other sports where, oh, this kid is like Patrick Dangerfield or this kid is like Andrew Johns. I don't think it's fair to lump these kids with this sort of superstar stack. So let's just see him develop. Let's just see what he can become.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you waffle.
Hey, Pricey, I'm open for business, mate. This bloke doesn't know his sport, but that was roll gold bullshit.
That was rubbish.
Roll gold rubbish. But I love it. I love it. Teague White. And you can just hear him going, oh, shit. Yeah.
He even repeated. He was like, Teague White.
Teague Wiley. I thought maybe if I said the name again, it might...
Trigger something.
Love it, mate. Love it.
Anyway, so shout out, Prossy. I do love chatting sport with you. Please have me back next week.
But no curly ones.
No, you just let me know. If you want to talk about an unknown 18-year-old, just give me a heads up.
Just let me Google the name.
I knew who he was.
Dobbo, he doesn't pay me to go on the show. You're not interested in the gig, mate.
No, thank you. I don't do freebies. Yeah.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Tomorrow we will share our memories of the fantastic car that is the Holden in the countdown to Bathurst. Until then.
Holden Mems. Good evening, good night.
Dobbo.
Farewell, my neighbours.
We'll see you tomorrow.
You took a punt on the rush hour. Now try Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Download the Bluebet app today and bet with Bluey this spring carnival. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.